This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Like your heart can come back to life with the word of Allah, like the rain brings the grass back to life. That's what it says. Now, what does that have to do with you and me? Let's come back to that. All of you have different crises. Every one of you has a different drama going on in your life. And when I say drama, some of you looked at the person next to you like, this is the drama, I just drove with them to Jummah. But on a more serious note, whatever struggles we're going through, whatever we're experiencing in this life, we have to first understand that none of it would have been happening if Allah's command wasn't there. And there was some purpose, there was a reason for which it was happening. And everything we're going through, Imam Al-Qurtubi commenting on this ayah, said something so beautiful. Why did Allah make me focus so much on water? Because water doesn't stay in the same place. Water mixes with other things. Water is constantly moving and changing. And if you try to keep water in the same place, it goes bad. So actually, Allah designed this life to constantly go through changes. So those of you that got uprooted from your home and you're in a different place and you say, I miss my village, I miss my home, why can't I just go back? Why can't I do this? Why can't I have that old job back? Why did I have to do that? You know, why did we have to move to this neighborhood? Why did I have to? There's why? I hate change. Allah says, you made life full of change. You can't keep anything the same. Anything that Allah's command came into, like the water that came into a fruit, if you look at that fruit, what's happening slowly? It's losing its water, and it's getting dry, and it's eventually going to die. Right? It's going to go. So the experiences we have in this life, the good that we have in this life is temporary. And the bad that we have in this life is also temporary. The tough stuff is also temporary. And all of that is a command of Allah. So then if that's all temporary, then what's permanent? If everything's just going to go, the good is going to go, the bad is going to go. What you think is a huge problem today, tomorrow you'll look back like, oh my God, I used to think that was a huge problem. This is a huge problem. I prefer that problem. Because you know, because that's gone now, and you have something new to deal with. You know? But human beings forget that the beginning of all it is water. And what did Allah mention in the first part? He mentioned water. And what did He mention at the end? Completely dried up, right? The lack of water. So you know what? There's something in between. In between is the greenery, is the good things in life. It's the ups and downs of life. It's the changes in life. But you know what? It becomes easier to deal with that stuff when you go back and you realize, well, you and I were just drops of water too. That's all we were. And eventually we're going to be reduced to nothing inside of the dirt. That's the beginning and the end. And everything else we're experiencing is just the stuff in between. This is just an episode in between. Or multiple episodes in between. And they will come to pass. They will go. These experiences will come and go. Nothing is permanent. What happens to some of us? Somebody sitting here had something bad happen to them, and they think about that every day. And they review it in their head every day. And they get sad about it every day. And they talk about it every day. And they remind others about it every day. They're stuck in it over and over and over again. You're stagnating. This is not how Allah meant life to be. You had a tough experience, yes. Nobody's denying it. But it's time for you to take today and not live in yesterday. You have to keep moving. Or you're rotting yourself. Because if you try to keep it the same and preserve, nothing stays preserved. No matter how bad you want the flower to live forever, the flower will wither. But you know what's incredible about those flowers that die on a tree? Every time one dries, another one grows in the next season. And this is the nature with which Allah made things, where one problem happens or something is taken away from you, Allah replaces it with something else. When one good thing starts getting weaker, another good thing comes in a different place, in a different form. And that's the nature with which Allah created life. فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُهُ الرِّيَاحِ. This اختلاط, نبات الأرض, there's another dimension to it too. The visual image is that of leaves intertwined, you know, grass blades intertwined, like our lives get intertwined, right? And you get caught up in like everyday things, little things, and you're thinking about them so much that they become such a huge deal to you. Like, oh my God, I was supposed to buy those new shoes for that wedding, because if I don't wear those new shoes, people are going to think I belong to a, you know, third-rate society, and I don't fit in. And now that I don't have, and you're thinking about these stupid shoes for 8 hours. Life is a lot bigger than your shoes. You know? But you're so intertwined in these are just leaves on a tree. leaves fall and they go and another tree takes its place, another leaf takes its place. It's okay. Life keeps moving forward. So it's these petty things that Allah removed my focus from. And He just gives me perspective that life is a lot bigger than that. So I leave you with this. Al-baqiyatu salihat. Then what is it that's going to actually last? You know, you would think, yes, you would think as-salihat al-baqiyat. But He actually says al-baqiyat as-salihat. Good things that you do every day, even the smallest things, those are the things that are actually going to last. So whether we have an easy life or a tough life, it is actually the good. If I can find some way of doing something good every day, something that wasn't about me, it was about someone else, it was for Allah, something, then I have lived a meaningful, purposeful life. And that's what water does. Water doesn't serve itself. Water serves everything else. And so if we have the command of Allah in us, the guidance of Allah in us, we're not just there to serve ourselves and our feelings. We're there to be of service to somebody else. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us that and give us a constant sense of purpose and of service to others.